The Henry Morgan Show? Everstar, manufacturer of Eversharp Shake Injector Razors and Blades, brings you The Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises.
Good evening, everybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you very much. Recently, as Fred Allen remarked, the State Department has started sending radio broadcasts to Russia. They probably call the program the Samovar Hour. Samovar best friend to Russians. But I wonder what would happen if we broadcast to Russia the kind of stuff we allow our own natives to hear. We take you now to Moscow to hear two Russians talking after they've heard a couple of hours of typical American broadcasting.
Hello, Comrade Morgan. You heard me the American broadcast today?
I heard.
First, I listened to a program called, quote, Life, given the proper economic conditions, of course, can be beautiful.
Lovely.
So sad. Just like Chekhov. Ah, you have a soul, my friend.
True.
Tell me, Comrade Morgan. This is something which confidentially I'm not following. What is the reason for the other wife of John?
Frankly, I don't know. Helps maybe to relieve the monogamy. You know, Americans. I heard other programs, too. Good Russian programs. Rubles or nothing. Red Skelton. I say, did you heard we are broadcasting to the United States?
Oh, yes. Russia has put together a program especially to make happy listeners in America.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Russia soon will be sending us broadcasts. And here in the studio is Comrade Charny Hevudov with his idea of what a broadcast from the USSR might sound like. Comrade?
Приезжаю из Алабамы, в Испании на мой колени. Пойду к Челуизиане, видеть моей любви. И целый ночь сильный дождь, погода теперь сухая. Сольнее тяжего дорога, Сюзанья принесла. О, Сюзанька, а ты не сожжение. Приезжаю из Алабамы, в Испании на мой колени. О, Сюзанька, а ты не сожжение. Эй, приезжаю из Алабамы, в Испании на мой колени. Эй,
где олени и анты любом играл, где редко услышано обескураживающий слов. Небеса не покрыты пучками облак и мрачный нахмурный целый день. Ба-ба-ба-бу, ба-ба-ба-ба-бу, ба-ба-бу.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new idea that has never been done in radio before.
Us, the people, speak!
Our first guests on Us the People are a couple who write all those letters that you read in advertisements. The letters are from customers who buy a product and then write to the manufacturer an unsolicited testimonial. Now, nobody asks them to write in. They just like to, I guess. Isn't that so, Mr.
RGM is the name. Fiona.
Is that your name?
Well, you don't need no name in this rocket, Bob. Just initials. RGM, that's me.
You write unsolicited testimony?
Recently, I wrote one, made all the papers. Went something like this. Quote, in an unsolicited testimonial, RGM of Peoria writes, I have been using Ostermuller self-wetting pencil points for 80 years. And I hope to be 100. Signed, RGM Peoria.
Hey, that's a zinger. Tell me, Deborah, ever do any magazine writing?
Oh, sure, yeah. I got into 40 magazines with this baby. Quote, before I start eating yeast, I've never eaten yeast. But now I eat 6 cakes a day and I still got all my old teeth. Signed, RGM Peoria.
Dummy, you said in your first testimonial that you're 80 years old. Gee, you don't look it.
Literary license. I'm all ages. Here's an example of my adolescent work, which got into thousands of comic books. Quote, Master RGM of Chehachapi writes, I sure love to eat Bang breakfast cereal. I mix up a bowl of Bang with cream and sugar. I get a Bang out of it. My old man mixes his with scotch and he goes right through the ceiling.
Thank you very much, Mr. RGM. And now let's hear from your wife, Mrs. RGM. And ma'am, you also write unsolicited testimonials?
Yes. Yes, I take care of the woman's angle, like this one, which you may have seen in the subways. Quote says, Mrs. RGM of Woonsocket says, I simply adore Hacking's cough syrup, and I always give it to my children, A and B.
Tell me, what are your plans for the future, Mrs. M?
Well, you see, I want to get out of unsolicited into solicited. Yeah, it pays off. I'd like to be in one of them ads, you know, where I'm a model and I play on the beach with my 2 kids, and then in the next picture we stand around brushing our teeth.
I see. And you, Mr. M, what's your ambition?
Well, I want to be the guy who jumps from a plane 5 miles before opening his parachute, drives a racing car 100 miles an hour with 2 wrecks, breaks in a wild Bronco in 8 seconds, goes over Niagara Falls in a barrel, and when he's all pooped and somebody says, what do you want? He says, give me a camel.
Thank you both. And now, here is a solicited testimonial.
I bought me an ever sharp chicken jetty razor. Oh, Buffino, oh, about 2 weeks ago.
Is that so?
Yep, I still got it, too. Cost me $1.25 with 20 blades.
Well, that's what it costs everybody.
I know. I ain't changed with it yet, though.
Why not?
Well, I got a problem. Every sharp changes blades automatically, you know, like you say. But I always cut my fingers anyway.
How do you do that, for goodness sake? Well, it's a little hard to remember.
Well, every night, I took my ever sharp razor, see, and push, pull, click, click, and change the blade. So far, so good. Then I got this old used blade, you see.
Yes.
Well, every time I go to pick that up, I cut my finger again. Quite a problem.
Look, Pop, why don't you just shoot the used one right from the razor into the trash can or somewhere? That way you never touch the blade at all.
Oh, it's more fun trying to figure out how to pick it up. I got nothing to do nights anyway. Besides, I intend keeping this beard I got.
What did you say your name was, by the way?
RGM of Peoria.
Well, Eversharp does pay me occasionally. And I bought a new suit the other day, finally. They've been scarce. and I had to go to a very elegant establishment and pay a lot of money. It bothered me a little, the way they treated me, and in the following scene, I play the salesman because, on account of what happened to me, I'm too sorry for myself to play the customer.
This is one of the better shops, and they don't like to cater to just anybody. Oh, here's the customer. Now he's going up to the salesman. I believe he's actually got the nerve to speak to him.
I'd like to see some soup, please.
You'll just step outside. You can see perfectly well through the window.
No, I mean I'd like to buy a suit. Something like the one I got on.
Where did you get that, may I ask? Make it yourself?
Why, what's wrong with it? It's good material, army surplus.
Yes, I can still see the marks of the tentpoles.
I want a suit.
Very well. Here's one with arm-length sleeves, split sleeves, and hand-picked lace. 100% wool.
Is it warm?
Kept the sheep warm.
Well, could I try on the pants?
Try on the pants? Where do you think you are, in the locker room? Oh, fitter!
Yes, Mr. Morgan, yes.
Hello, won't you be measured?
Well, just wait till I get my tape measure.
Don't bother that. It's nobody we know. He's just looking.
Oh, no. No, honest, I'm
going to
buy a suit. I got money. Look, I got a
roll for
choke a horse.
Dear fellow, that's your game. I suggest you try the rodeo.
Gee, these pants look awfully roomy. You could get two people in them.
But dear fellow, that's entirely up to you.
And I'm not so sure about this pattern. I was kind of thinking of a herringbone.
How about a pinstripe?
I was kind of thinking about a herringbone.
Yes? Well, you're not running this shop. You think you can dominate our policy, and then, by George, you've got another thing coming.
But my wife don't like pinstripes, so you've got to suggest something else.
I suggest the boss.
Oh, no. She's really a very nice little woman. I mean, except...
Now, then, I'm not John J. Anthony. Have no time to listen to prattle about your domestic affairs. Do you want the suit or don't
you? Oh, sure, you bet. It's a beauty. I'll pay you now. You can send it when it's ready.
Send it? Do you think we have nothing to do but run errands for you?
No. I'll pick it up. I mean, it's right on my way to work. And when can I have it?
About May 4th, 1952.
1952? Why, I may be dead by then.
Really? Well, in that case, you'll want something darker, won't you?
Earlier, we took you to Russia. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we take pleasure in switching you to France. The night force you hear will be Monsieur Henri de la Morgan, broadcasting the prize fight direct from the ringside of the Paris Square Garden. Henri de la Morgan.
Bonsoir, messieurs, mesdames. Here I am at the side of the ring of the championship fight adored and souhaited with love. Sitting at the side of the ring are some very fascinating and exciting people. There are also some men. Over there sits the gorgeous Muriel Montparnasse de la Roque. She is wearing, how shall I say, very little. Next to her is her husband, the famous ambassador of goodwill to Indochina. Since that country has no goodwill for France, the monsieur is with us tonight. On the other side, from Madame de la Roque, sits her boyfriend, Jacques de la Raoul, famous throughout France as a boyfriend. Here comes the first gorgeous fighter, Valentin Sherry. He's coming in the ring together with his manager, his trainer, his manicurist, and his two gamblers. In case anything goes wrong with the fight, they're in charge of fixing it. Valentin is wearing gorgeous purple tights trimmed with chartreuse ruffles. Yes, here comes the other gorgeous gladiator, Monsieur Jean Sautin. Both fighters are now taking their last manicure. The fight is about to begin, and all eyes are focused on Madame de la Roque. She is gorgeous. Now the two fighters are in the center of the ring. Monsieur Sautin has taken off his bathrobe. Something terrible has occurred. His trunks are brown. Monsieur Sherry is wearing purple. They clash.
Madame de la Roque is carried away. She kissed her boyfriend. Her husband is infuriated. He hit the boyfriend for nothing. The boyfriend is carried away. The two fighters come to the center of the ring. They eye each other. They get bored with this. So they eye Madame de la Roque. She's gorgeous. The fighters dance around the ring. What grace, what beauty. The referee tried to break it up, but they do not wish to dance with him. The crowd give the referee the boo. Oh, the first round come to an end. Monsieur Cherry, Monsieur Sauton go back to their corner. The manager gives them what to drink. Sauton, he drinks Cherry. Cherry, he drinks Sauton. Beautiful sentiment. Monsieur Cherry, he gives to his friend such a large clout on the gorgeous puss. Oh, I cannot look at this. Monsieur Sauton is on the floor, getting his trunks all full of dirtiness. It's a shame for France. The crowd, she stands up and gives such a terrible boo. The referee, she stopped the fight. It's too ugly. The fight is over. Vive la France. Good night.
Bernie Green leads the orchestra in his own arrangement of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite.
Stop torturing that face. End yourself, brother. Start using the Eversharp Chic Injector Razor. It vanishes forever the four biggest nuisances of shaving. First, it reduces shaving time. Second, it helps avoid nasty nicks and cuts. Third, it ends the bother of cleaning your razor. Fourth, it eliminates the trouble of unwrapping and handling blades. Now, we don't claim that the Eversharp Chic Injector Razor makes shaving a pleasure, but it does banish the four biggest shaving nuisances. It's 50% faster, 100% safer, 200% cleaner. To change blades, just insert the automatic blade changer. It changes blades just as fast as this. Listen. Hear that double click? A push, a pull, click, click, and you're shaving instantly with the world's sharpest blade. Patented guard bar holds each whisker erect, ensures a closer, smoother, no-nick shave. And when cleaning your Eversharp Chic Injector, there's nothing to take apart. Just rinse, shake, and put away. So, for the world's quickest, easiest, cleanest shave, get an Eversharp Chic Injector Razor tomorrow. Only $1.25, complete with 20 blades.
Mm-hmm. Princess. This is Gerard.
Hello, Gerard. This is Hudson.
Nice hearing your voice, puppy face. What are you doing?
I'm writing in my diary.
Oh.
I'm up for last Friday when we went dancing.
It was nice dancing together, wasn't it?
Yeah. Gerard, how do you spell clumsy?
What? You're writing in your diary that I'm clumsy?
Well, Gerard, you're not exactly set of stairs.
Well, I'm not Ginger Rogers either, so what's that got to do with it?
Honest, Gerard, I wish you'd take dancing lessons with Arthur Murray.
Nah, I feel silly dancing with a man. Sorry, dancing isn't the most important thing in the world. Making a good impression isn't the most important thing in the world.
Then what is?
A struggle for existence.
Gee, Gerard, you're deep. You're the deepest spell I ever knew.
Well, look, if I can't help the way I am. I just don't think like other fellas.
You certainly don't. You don't even look like other fellas.
You understand me, Hortense.
Oh, you must have been a very interesting child, Jerome. I mean, when you were a child.
Yeah, I got a picture of me in my family album when I was 3 years old. And I looked very mature.
You did, Gerard?
Yeah. Of course, the glasses helped. Would you like to come over and see my family album tonight, Hortense?
I acquiesce.
Well, it looks like Hortense is stuck. There's nothing more deadly than a family album. And the worst part of it is that people insist on showing the family album to totally peace-loving visitors at the first lull in the conversation. For instance, let's see what happens to this married couple visiting some friends of theirs.
Come on, Henry, ring the bell.
Not me. It's your idea.
Well, what could I say? They invited us.
You could have told them we were typhoid carriers.
Now, what have you got against Gloria and George? So George is a little uncouth when he's drunk. Everybody's got the right to drink.
With George, it's more than a right. It's his whole philosophy.
Oh, nonsense here. George has a good heart.
Sometimes I wish he had a bad one.
Henry, ring the bell. So they must be in. I hear noises inside.
Probably George rolling down the stairs again.
I'll ring again.
George, it's Henry and Ruth at the door.
Well, give them some old clothes and send them away.
Now, don't be difficult. They're waiting.
You think a flower pot might discourage them?
Answer the door or I'll smash this bottle of scotch.
Okay. Nice of you to come.
Nice of you to ask us.
Yeah. You want to sit down or something?
Might as well, now that we're here.
Yes, you sit down.
Think we ought to take our coats off first?
That would be nice.
You're looking very well, Gloria. Not so,
what?
Ruth, I've never seen you look better, really.
Oh, nonsense. I look a sight, don't I now?
Well, how about a drink, everybody?
Great idea. Certainly could use a drink. What's new, George?
Nothing much. What's new with you?
Oh, nothing at all.
Watch,
nothing.
Well, here's luck down the hatch.
George.
What's the matter?
Give somebody else a drink.
Huh? Sorry. Now, it's nice to have a social drink now and then. You know, my home philosophy is...
I know.
Well, I'm certainly glad we came.
Yeah, it's been nice having you.
George, have you seen the latest snapshots of our little boys?
No.
Oh, they're very cute. Would you like to see them?
Yeah. Love to.
Good. I'll get the family album. All our pictures are in it. It goes way back to when I was a little girl, quite a while ago.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, here's something. An old flame of George's. She was so two-faced.
Well, the one in the picture looks pretty good. What happened, George?
Well, Gloria came along. Her family had money. And... Oh, well.
Who's this, Gloria? Oh, that's George at the beach. He's lifting a 200-pound weight over his head. A second later, it fell right on top of him. Hurt him bad.
You got a picture of that?
That's George. He was always such a show-off.
Yeah? About what?
Oh, here's one you'll like. It's a group picture of all my relatives. Look at them all standing there, staring at the camera.
Oh, that reminds me. Ruth, did you feed the dog this evening?
Here's the latest picture of Danny. Here's one where he's smiling. And here's one where he's waving. He's been waving since he was 4 months.
And must be tired, huh?
Here's another one where he's smiling. Oh, here he's trying to climb out of his playpen. Isn't that adorable?
Yeah.
Here's one when he was 3 in the carry. Isn't that adorable?
Yeah.
Say, you folks don't mind if I whisper something to my wife a moment, do you?
No, go right ahead.
Say, Ruth, I have an idea. All right, folks.
How'd you like to see some pictures of our kids?
Well, it's getting late.
Yeah, well,
good night. Yeah, good night.
Evershot, manufacturers of Evershot chicken injector razors and blades, invite you to tune in same time, same station next week. Whenever Sharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show. They're yours again, Eversharp Chick Injector Blades, for the world's fastest, safest, smoothest shave. Just insert the automatic blade changer in your Eversharp Chick Injector razor. Push pull, click, click, and you're ready to shave. 20 blades, 75 cents at good stores everywhere.
Morgan will be on the same corner in front of the cigar store if I live in this cold. Again next week in the same line.
This is Charles Irving saying goodnight for Evershot. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
Copyright Golden Navy.